صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Sirius FM as well as مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to this program, الفقه على المذاهب الأربعة, jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. And today's date is the 14th of Muharram, 1447, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, and that is the 10th of July, 2025. In this lesson, inshallah, Mufti Saab will be teaching us what is the meaning of dua, the times when duas are accepted, as well as the manner in how to make dua. As well, if you have any questions, then you can send it through to the number 084-786-3132. If in a foreign country, +27 84-786-3132. The code is +27 84-786-3132. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaikan. Jazakallahu khairan.
The topic is on dua. Mufti Saab, what's the meaning of dua from Quran Sharif and a hadith mubarakah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we go into dua's, few announcements. Number one is, I don't know if you, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, saw the moon this morning. I mentioned it in the morning program. And when we went for Fajr, I told my brother Muhammad Khan, just look at the moon. And I explained to him that today is the 14th, and the night of the 14th is Laylatul Qamar, Laylatul Badr, Laylatul Badr. And why is it called Qamar? The waxing and the waning of the moon, the increase and the decrease. And lo and behold, when we came after Fajr, it was much more impressive. It was so big, it looked like a super moon, and the color also changed, like a bit orange color it was. So therefore, we must marvel at the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Sometimes, you know, I still can't understand this, you know, that even when we're going for Fajr Salat, we're half asleep, you understood? So the people don't even see that. Otherwise, you have to look at all that. Therefore, some ulama, they say hadith, but it's not authentic hadith, so rather say qawlul ulama, that it is the saying of the ulama or the pious and so forth. Tafakkaru fi khalqillah, wa la tafakkaru fi Allah. Wonder, ponder and reflect in the creation of Almighty Allah. And do not wonder, ponder in the essence, in the zat of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. See the sunrise. Sun, now the sun is blazing in its glory and shining. We're all taking the benefit. But nobody worries about the disk of the sun itself. So use the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that are permissible and acceptable. And what Almighty Allah we can never understand is beyond our perception, comprehension. We don't understand things in our body. What we're going to speak about Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So remember that. So that's first point. Second point, you must remember that Trump and he, so Trump is a harami, you'll know that, and Netanyahu another harami. So now they're trying to work out such a ceasefire, it must be in the favor of Israel. See how fair Hamas have been. Hamas said, have ceasefire, we will release one shot 10 hostages. You understood? So flexible they were. But we want the assurance of these three things. Number one is we must get our aid inside. Now what is that? That also becomes a problem, because the jutlas, haramis and the murderers and rapers and the dogs and swines, Quran calls them the pigs, you know. So they want to have starvation for them, extermination for them and so forth. So the aid must come in, and every day there must be certain amount of aid coming in. Aid, medicine, fuel, all these type of things. One. Two, they said after the 60 days, there must be no resumption of the war. We must have a long peace treaty, long truce, and so forth. And third one, they said all the Israelis must be out of Gaza. So these have become now the sticking points. So the world is saying, you must remember who the real terrorists are. So remember these type of things. And if you know what Hamas did, not one Muslim army, Arab army could pull off. It's a karamat in the century, you know. If you know Gaza from the north to the south, so there's a place called Beitul Hanun. So they took the stuff that the Israelis were attacking them with, and then they used that. They fixed it up, and you know, they improvised on it and all, and they laid it there, everything, you must remember. When the Jutlas went there, one by one, they were getting blown up. When the reinforcement came, they were also blown up. The further reinforcement came, more than 100 soldiers were dead or injured and so forth and so. It was one of the biggest attacks, and that is why they wanted this ceasefire, the Haramis, but they want it on their terms. And what they are doing, now they're going mad because they're seeing that the Hamas is finishing our soldiers up and so forth. One side they're committing suicide, 63 of them have already committed suicide in the past 20 months and so forth, you see. So all these things are happening. Now what they say? They say, no, they're on the southern side, you see, by Rafah and so forth, so that is near Egypt and so. So that side, they will build a concentration camp, you know, torture camp and so forth. And they will go in there and they can't come out from there. They don't go from there, they must leave and go finish. So you can see what they are plotting, planning is expulsion and so forth. And so these are Americans, these are Israelis, the biggest haramis. But the sad part of all this is the Sunni country, so-called Sunni, your Saudi and your Emirates and your Jordan and Bahrain, Morocco and Egypt, all murtads, all haramis and ghaddar and munafiqeen. The whole lot of them without exception, and speaking of the government. So remember that they helping who? Israel and America. They are obedience to them, not to Almighty Allah and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and them. But the Ummah is fast asleep. Ummah is khabe ghaflat mein hai. You ask people, whether in South Africa or everywhere, the ordinary man in the street, he just know there's something going on. But if you ask them a little bit more and that, because you see, that is up to, you know, people, you know, when they love a comfort zone, waj'alakum muluka, when you love like kings and comfortable, you don't worry, you become oblivious of the plight of the Ummah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man lam yahtamma bi amri al-muslimin falaysa minhum. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad, when they are not bothered about the matters of the Muslims and so forth, then they're not part of the Ummah, really speaking. You see that? So we really need to think, and even ulama, students, you know, they go now, yeah, they, that. It's a jeep, man. They don't even know even the basics what's going on. Then now you say you're a Maulana, you read Bukhari Sharif, and you read this, and you give big lectures and that. But man lam ya'rif ahla zamani fa huwa jahilun. The ulama fuqaha have written, if you don't know what is your current affairs, actually in Islam you're a jahil. For the ulama this is, you know. So therefore, we can't just be speaking in our Friday khutbahs and all that. Do this and how much sawab you will get, and do this and so much sawab you will get and all that. And what about the current affairs? You don't speak because you have to research, you have to study. So this is very easy. Just come and say, do two rakat namaz, you get so much sawab. Read this, tasbih, so much sawab. So, I mean, we also need to play our role, you know. So therefore, these type of things, we must know really what is happening and so forth. Inshallah, today we will be leaving for PE, so make dua. And you know, my wife lost 3 brothers now in just over 2 months. And inshallah, tomorrow our programs will start. There's Masjid Abu Bakr there. Masjid Abu Bakr is the Darul Uloom. It's an Ajib Darul Uloom. There's no students there, no teachers there. So you must remember that. So in a case like that, so there, my brother is there, Hafiz Salim Banjo. So he is the closest person to me there. So remember that is what we will do. And inshallah, that is, you must remember, that masjid. So that Salat time also suits me fine, 6:20 Jamaat there. And then Jummah we will have there in that Humphreys Road, you know. So that is under the, say, jurisdiction, authority of Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai, because Hafidhullah, long time ago also I went, then Hazrat said that no, Hazrat instructed Hafiz Salim and them that I must go to that masjid. I said, whatever Hazrat say, we're going there, no problem. So there are a lot of foreigners there, and it's right in the city, you know, there in the heart of the town, city, and so forth. So therefore, so I said, very good, we'll make Jummah there, inshallah. So I told them, make sure the Asa must be there. You know, last time there was no Asa, I had to go look for Asa. Like when I went to Delmas, I never had no Asa there. So one Baji had one walking stick. And Allah shukr, it was a walking stick that was adjustable, you know. So I just adjusted it quickly and I said, MashaAllah, neither. So the trustee, I told him that. I said, bhai, next time I come here, make sure there's Asa here. The masla of Asa, leave it there. The Imam wants to use it, let it use it. The Imam don't want to use it, don't let him use it. But you must leave the Asa there. You understood? So, yeah, Jami Masjid also. So when I tell them, where's the Asa? They say, no, it's in the storeroom. So what you doing in the storeroom? You must remember this thing. Leave it here in the masjid. You know, some places like Balfour and all that. So if you go to Heidelberg also, or my hometown, you will find that Asa, they say, Wallahu A'lam, but when we were very young, they used to say that this doesn't come from South Africa. It's an Asa that comes from Afghanistan or somewhere, you know. And it's all gold in it. When you stand with that, you know you got a proper Asa, you know. And it's very impressive. And if you go to Balfour and all that, you got a special, like a kiswa, like a ghila for it also. They put that stick inside there, see, like that. So now we also, it's also a sunnah to use it and all that. You don't want to use, don't use it, but don't say you can't have Asa. That's not right. That's hulu also. Going to another extreme also, you know. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So now we must remember our topic today is dua. So I'll just take at random, right? Verses from the Noble Quran which teaches us about dua. So what is the definition of dua? Dua is Allah se mangna. We must beg, beseech Almighty Allah. So we have a weapon. The hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. Ad-du'a'u silahul mu'min. Therefore, my dua kitab, we named it dua, the weapon of a believer. Ad-du'a'u silahul mu'min. So dua is also one of our weapons, so we must use it. See, now just juxtapose and draw a comparison. I come every day to Mama Zaid and tell him, do this. You understand? Anytime, 12 o'clock at night. Obviously, he'll get fed up. He tells me, I'll tell him, no, I don't have time for that, you see. So human nature, it can be our father, mother, children, parents, the most beloved, you tell you, bye, I also need to rest, I also got my commitments on. But Allah opened the doors for us 24/7, you see, 24 hours per day, 7 days a week. Chapter 40, verse 60, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ الْأُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your sustainer, Narisha, says, call me, beg of me, and I will respond to you. Imagine any time we can beg, whether we're in a good mood, sad mood, bad mood, whatever. People normally, if and when a disaster, calamity comes, then they want to beg Almighty Allah. So any time we do so, we must remember. And then if you go further in, there's a big jewel, big lesson for us to learn. Chapter 40, verse number 60. Those people who don't beg Allah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ. So those people who are too arrogant, so I'm a millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, still I must raise my hand as a pauper, as a beggar. And how much you raise your hand? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, you must raise your hand in line with your chest. Your fingertips should be facing the Qibla. And you ask like a su'ali, like a bikari, you ask like a beggar. We're asking Allah. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ. Not you raise your hand so high by your face and all that. The only time Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did that was in Salatul Istisqa. And then Nabi alayhi salam turned the hand around also, you face your knuckles. Like this, you will face your palms in normal time. Why? That is tafa'ulan. Ya Allah, we don't have water, we don't have rain. So now, make it such, we have turned our hands upside down. So, Ya Allah, you also change our conditions from unfavorable to favorable. You see? So that was the wisdom of that. But normally, like now we make dua. So remember this, in Islam, everything we must fulfill our duty with beauty. Then Allah didn't say, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ دُعَائِهِ. Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ. So Allah said, make dua. And if you don't make dua because of your pride, so you are using that pride of yours as an obstacle, impediment from worshipping me. So why did Allah use the word ibadati? Because there's two hadiths there. One hadith, always in Mishkat you will find, and what it says, الدُعَاءُ مُخُّ الْإِبَادَةِ. Dua is the essence, is the nucleus of ibadah. الدُعَاءُ هُوَ الْإِبَادَةِ. Dua is ibadah itself. So it shows it's a great act of worship. But we today, we just, you know, quick, even imam, it's like a parrot, you know. That's why I don't even pick up my hands with them. You understand? It's like a parrot reading. When they finish, then I make my own dua. You understand? You can see the man is just getting it done, like because of his wages, you know, and so forth. That's not the way. We must remember. Dua, we must learn to speak to Allah Ta'ala. We're begging Almighty Allah. Not just like a parrot, just read and finish. Alhamdulillah, kalasana. That's not the way of dua. Inna alladhina, and for that there's wa'id. Inna Allah la yakbalu du'a an qalbin ghafilin. Allah does not accept dua that the heart is unmindful. That you're thinking of your wife, you're thinking of playing with your beard, playing with your topi, with your head, playing with your spectacles, you human, making dua, playing with your burqa and looking at the mirror and how's your, you understand, lipstick and dipstick and all those things. So that is not dua, that you're playing fools also. So see what Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Allah will enter them and let them go into Jahannam, and Allah forbid dakhirin, humiliated, disgraced. Then Allah Ta'ala says, even the methodology He showed us, Allah Ta'ala, أُدْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ, call your sustainer, nourisher, provider. Ud'u rabbakum tadarru'aw wa khufiyah, with humility. So sit in the posture of tashahud with humility. If you seek old and sickly, it's different, but normal circumstances. Wa khufiyah, and make dua softly. There's no need to scream and shout like some people screaming and make it. That's wrong. That. Remember that. So this ayat is mentioned, chapter 7, Surah A'raf, verse 55. Chapter 7, verse 55. Right? And see the ending. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُؤْتَدِينَ. You see that? So remember that Allah don't love those people that who go beyond the limits. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, hadith of Abdullah al-Mughaffal, Ibn Majah also. So the Sahabi heard his son making dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-bayt al-abiyada fil jannah. Ya Allah, I want a white house and I want it on the right hand side of Jannah and this. So he said, Ya Bunayya, Allah, I don't like all that what you're doing. You ask Allah for Jannah, Jannat al-Firdaus. You don't say, I want a white house and I want this and I want this and this and all. Like our lighties, now they're learning Arabic. So now they want to show off, you see. Instead of saying, Allah, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuhibbul jawamiya. Nabi alayhi salam loved comprehensive words. So now the lighty, he's in first year, second year, he learned Arabic. Now he goes back to his hometown, or he's going for Taraweeh somewhere. Allahumma, then he'll shout also. Allahumma taqabbal rukusul. Allahumma taqabbal qiyamana. وركوعنا وسجودنا وقعودنا وجلوسنا وسلام وتسليمنا. And he's thinking, yeah, I know a lot of Arabic. You're doing against the Quran and Hadith. That is mu'tadeen. And Allah said, la yuhibbu al-mu'tadeen. You see? And then Abdullah Mughaffal, then he told his son, this you don't do. This is mu'tadeen what you are doing. You're going ta'addi, you're going beyond the limits. It's wrong there. So we must learn these things here, you know. So we must just make comprehensive words and all this. Not like that is. Unless the word is mentioned in hadith, then it's different. So that's true. Third one, study the Ramadan verses. It starts 183 and it ends up by 187. 183, 184, 185, 187, all about Ramadan. And the one which one I must start? 186. So remember, go see the Sababun Nuzul. The words are very beautiful. So Sahaba came and they asked, Rabbuna qareebun, is our Allah very, very near? Then what will we do? Then we will just fanunaji, we will whisper, Am ba'idun, or Allah is very far. Fanunadi, we will shout and scream. Allah Jalla Wala revealed the verse, and in the context of Ramadan, to show us Ramadan is shahrud du'a wa da'wat, is a month of du'a, suhoor time, sehri time, iftar time, in between all that. So that, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. When my servants ask you, Ya Rasulullah, say I'm very, very dear, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ دَعِي دَعَان. I respond to them when they make du'a to me. See, so these are the three verses you must make note of. Chapter 40, verse 60, and then chapter 7, verse 55, and then chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 186. Then look at the opposite mosaic. People say, Ya tik jamin, I will make dua. Because why? He's eating, he's drinking, he got his girlfriend or boyfriend, or they got money, or the wife, children, all these things here, and there's no real problem. Say, ya chalakari, we'll make dua. You see that? So Allah is speaking of people who don't want to make dua. Allah speaks of the people, Ibadur Rahman, who are the true slaves and servants of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So go read all the qualities. So then in the ending of Surah, you understand, Furqan, chapter 25, right in the ending, the last verse, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you tell them, this Ibadur Rahman quality starts from 25, it starts from verse 64. And it ends of day, we are ending of now. And that is verse number 77. From 64 to 77. So you must remember, 64, 74, is what? So 10. And then another three verses. 5, 75, 76, 77. The last quality, Allah says in the ending of that, مَا يَعْبَوْ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاكُمْ. If you don't make dua, Allah ko koi parwaah nahi tumhara. Allah is not bothered about you if you don't make dua. You get out. I got nothing to do with you. See? So that is, so every day we have to make dua. Hadith in Abu Dawood regarding the same topic, human nature is such, the more you ask people, the more they will hate you and detest you and despise you. But Allah, the more we ask Allah, the more beloved we come to Allah. Because Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَخْضَبْ عَلِهِ. You don't ask Allah, Allah's wrath, anger, all that descends on that person. Imagine. So therefore, we should take heed with these things here. Teach our children, our students, all that the importance. Now, the method of making dua. See our imams. I'm not saying it's haram or something, but one thing I'll tell you, that is not what the hadith teaches. Understood? When our imams make dua, Mosaid, how they start? You tell me how they start? What they'll do? What they'll say in the starting?
Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam.
No, that, or not that. 90% of the imams, they start, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina. That's how they start. Majority, 80. That is not Quran and Hadith there. And if you study your Salatul Janaza, which is dua for the deceased, also is showing us the lesson. So Hanafi say, Allahu Akbar, then you read Sana, Subhanakallahumma. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, what they say, so you must remember that they read Surah Fatiha. Me personally, I read Surah Fatiha also. Understood? So you must remember that. Because why? The hadith says that. So you read anyone according to Hanafis is permissible. You read Surah Fatiha is permissible, you read that. Qazi Sanaullah Panipati wrote a nice fatwa on this, you must remember that. So anyway, so according to Hanafis, both is permissible, but better to read Sana. But sometimes it's good to read Surah Fatiha, it's also in the hadith. This type of ikhtilaf is based on afdaliyat and awaliyat. You understand what I'm saying? So sometimes it's good to do that. Okay. So then that is finished. Then you read Durood Sharif, Allahu Akbar, Salawat. Then you read third takbir, Allah maghfir li hayyina amit. So what is teaching us? First, praise Allah. Then you come to Salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then you come. Now when you make Allah maswali ala Sayyidina, so where's the praise of Allah? You understood? So we must learn. In targhib wa tarheeb, you must go see the hadith there. Therefore, Ramadan time, you know, I have program here in Jami Masjid. So then I'm on a wadi, Mawlana Yusuf Wadi, Jazahullah Khair, he's a very good person that. Mawlana Yusuf Wadi, you know, so that he's a very good person. He gave me that copy. He said, you must use this. I still use it. So in there, you will find one beautiful hadith there. When you start dua, say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then use these words, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Badi As-Samawati Wal-Ard. And in Tirmidhi Sharif, you will find that read, you understood? Alithu, stick to, Biya Dhal Jalali Wal-Ikram. So what lesson we learn from here? Say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, it's beginning of Quran Sharif, beginning of Surah Fatiha. And then use the attributes of Allah Ta'ala. Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Badi As-Samawati Wal-Ard, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal-Ikram. So these are just examples I'm giving. You can use whatever one you want. So first we must praise Allah. And if you know the sentence, then you must say that also. Allahumma la uhsi thanan alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Ya Allah, I can never ever praise you enough like how you praise yourself. Then we read salawat, you see, so Durood Sharif and all that. Then we beg Almighty Allah. So everything Islam taught us how to fulfill our duty with beauty. But today the Mawlana, the Imam himself doesn't know how to make dua. Then what is left then? Just make the Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa sayyidina Allahumma anta salam bi rahmatika. What dua is that you tell me? It's just to get done. Finish and clap. You must remember, they pay me my mali, pay me my wages end of the month. You know, therefore, when I should teach in Darulum, you understand, in Newcastle, I always used to tell them, I say, Hazrat Alash Kashmiri, when he used to address the Dora students, Alash Kashmiri, he passed away in 1933. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri and them studied by him final year in 1929. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri came out first in Darwel. So he used to address the final year students and say, "Ey wal jahilun." You understand? Because they say, because when you Maulvis get certificate, then the horns start growing. You see? Ham to allama ban gaye. You see that? So he used to cut them down, "Ey wal jahilun." So you must know you jahil still. So that is right one thing to do sometimes. So you know, you get today, you'll see how cross angry he gets. You must remember that. So anyway, so he used to tell them, "Ey wal jahilun." So I used to tell the students that you don't go there and work here just because they're paying you the most. You must work where you will be happy the most. And second, every day, give out half an hour, 1 hour, for that work, for the community, for the masjid, for the jamaat, whether it's tabligh jamaat, whether it's a jamaat or whatever. So remember, free, extra you must do. So that will develop your ikhlas. That will develop what you're doing, lillah fillah. Understand? You can't become a mercenary that, no, I don't do this because I'm not paid for it. You see nowadays, I see that, you must remember which jamaat I saw now. So they're looking for imam. They got this condition, this condition, this condition, this. They got there, you must be able to perform janaza salat, you must be able to be there, give ghusl to the deceased, you must perform nikah, all that is written there. But that should be part and parcel of the package, even without it being mentioned. You should say, I will do that. You must remember this. So that is where we are failing also. We don't want to go the extra mile. You know, so how you will win the community and win them and that. They'll say that this guy is just, we're paying him, that he's doing. Nothing extra he's doing. You understood? So that is very wrong. We must remember that. So that now we showed you the methodology. Now what I want to do today's lesson, that's why I said let's do this. You see, Allah Ta'ala in the Noble Quran teaches us, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ. That these Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, Allah Ta'ala selected them, they are the best of the best, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, is the best for all times and the greatest for all times and all and so forth. Allah Jalla wala mentioned 25 prophets and messengers' names in the Noble Quran, right? So when Allah mentions this, then Allah says in the ending there, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ. Almighty Allah guided them. They ma'soom, protected by divine protection. And فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِي. So now you must follow them. You must follow them. Here Allah is addressing Nabi alayhi salam. You must follow them. So me and you, so where we stand, we must follow Nabi alayhi salam and the previous prophets and messengers. You understood? So see this, so Quran is saying, فَبِهُدَاهُ. So what is that? Write down chapter number 6, verse number 90. Chapter number 6, verse 90. Now today's lesson is this. Ad'iyatul Anbiya. Or if you want some simple term for you, Dua'ul Anbiya. In the light of Quran Sharif, let's see which du'as Nabi Anbiya alayhi salatu salam made. And it's enshrined and mentioned explicitly in the Quran. You see? Now we start. So which one will be first? Hazrat? Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Right? So you must write down. So what was his famous dua? We'll just take the famous duas. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min khasirin. When we went first time, people are characters, you know. So 74, we went there for Umrah. So now. And 75, we went for Hajj. So Abdul Aziz Kogir, he had one person there. He passed away. So went, but everybody knows him. So he used to take the people for ziyarat. He knew how to play with the emotions. So he take you to Arafat. And then he starts with the dua. He say, Ya Allah, Yaha par Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam ne dua farmai, and aapne qabool farmai. So Ya Allah, hum bhi yaha dua karenge aur karte hai. Aap bhi dua qabool farmai. Aur Ya Allah, mere 8 bachche hai. Aur nova aane wala hai. Aur ye hi. So every year he put children, I think he had 15, 20 children, you know how many wives. So he say, okay, I got 8 children and the 9th one is coming. Then he'll tell you, I got 10 children, the 11th one. And the people are crying and that. And then they, after the dua, his pocket is full. So we now see, you think you're doing that. Allah forgive him, we all mistakes, all make sense. This dua, Rabbana, Zulamna, and Fusana was not read in Arafat. Quran don't accept that. Where was the dua read? It was read in Jannah. Understand that. The dua was read in Jannah. Then after that Allah said, Fataba Ali. Then after that Allah said, Kulna habitu minha jami'ah. So Allah already forgave them in Jannah for the mistake, not sin. And then Allah said, you must go down. So this is a big misconception of people. Then Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Sayyidah Hawa, they made dua ye in the ground and Arafat. The Quran usloob is not teaching us that. Quran is saying before they left Jannah, they were already forgiven. So see it. Finish, then no argument after that. That is exactly what Quran is saying. So you must understand. So that's first dua we all must learn. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya Allah, you forgive our vices and sins. And see why? Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana. You'll see in the Quran there's a sakta. The sakta means you pause without taking a new breath. But if you take, it's not haram or something, it's just better. So remember, this is chapter 7, verse 23. وَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. Ya Allah, if you don't forgive us, you don't have mercy on us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Then surely, definitely, we will be the losers, the failures. And that. All right? Now we come to Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam. See the dua he made. What dua he made? He cried to Allah, I'm here 950 years. وَمَا آمَنَ مَوْ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Only 80 people embrace Islam. Now they don't want to see him, they want to hear him, nothing. Then he cried to Allah. Chapter 54, verse 10. فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Ya Allah, I'm overpowered, overwhelmed. Sometimes you get knocked from all sides. And you know, the doctors tell you, we can't do nothing for your father, mother. We can't do nothing for your son, daughter. And your own family also tells you, you can't do anything. But you say, no, something we can do. And then you turn more and more and you cry to Allah. And then suddenly, if Allah wants to give that person siha and afiya, how many times you saw like that? So remember, that's a very powerful dua. So how are we going to read it, me and you? So we must read, remember, chapter 54, verse 10. And Rabbi Anni Maghloobun Fantasir. Ya Allah, I'm overpowered, Ya Allah. You assist me, you defend me, you help me, Ya Allah. You see? Then you take Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua, two duas, subhanallah. And every Muslim should be reading this dua. One is dua for ourselves and one is dua for the ummah. Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim. The surah is called Ibrahim also. So chapter 14, verse 40, and chapter 14, verse 41. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِيَتِي. My mother was not a hafiza or a alima or something, but she was very pious, you understand? So very young age, I should see on a musalla for hours and hours, you know, like that. So Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, Hazrat Mawlana Zubair Ali Mamaji's student, you know, and all of them. So mashallah, he Hazrat performed the nikah and all that, my father, mother and all of them. So anyway, cut long story short, so he taught them also a lot of things. So why I'm telling you this, so people would come sometime, they were my mother, they in Newcastle or the Heidelberg, and say, can Poiru namaz ni pare, and yes, my children don't want to read namaz. My mother said, don't tell them too many things, they'll rebel. You must wake up the hajjud time and cry to Allah and read this verse. Rabbi ij'alni muqima salati wa min zurriyati. We supposed to be Maulvis, we don't give that advice. Mother, in technical term, you would say, not the alim or something, the ordinary person. So that after 6 months, 3 months, the lady come back and say, Poyuro is 100%. Now he's reading five times, some of them read in tahajjud already. See, dua. So, Rabbi ij'alni muqima salati. Ya Allah, make me from those who establish the salah. I read salat and I make others read salat. What means zuriyati? And especially for my children, for my progeny, they must be pakka 100%. How many a pious person today we know, tahajjud, five times salat. From the time it came, I know ye in Sufi masjid, which we also go sometime. So there are some people from the time they are baligh till now, they never miss one salat. You get people? Imagine what the karamat in this day and age, you know. But he will tell you himself, my children, grandchildren are hopeless. They won't read Fajr Salat. So like that. So must remember, they're so pious, but sometimes children like that. So then for them is Quran, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاءُ السَّلَاتِ. One word is خَلْفٌ, unworthy successes. And خَلَفٌ is worthy successes. So when you make dua, you mustn't make dua, Ya Allah, give me خَلْفٌ. You must say, Allah marzuqni, Allah majalni, khalafun. Remember that. Give me pious offspring and children, like that. So anyway, Rabbi jalni muqima salati wa min zuriyati and Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. And there's another lesson we must learn. Also Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. After he and Nabi Ismail alayhi salam rebuilt the Kaaba musharrafa, what they said? Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. We ourselves must say Ameen also in dua. Remember that. We finishing say Ameen, Ameen, Ameen like that. Ajibai Padia, we made Hajwatim the way he was crying. That last 5 minutes or so, the sun is about to set. That last 3-5 minutes, he was just shouting, saying Ameen, 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 Ameen. He's not Alim Hafiz, but he's teaching us a lesson. See? So sometimes you pick up the very nice lessons from this Awliyaullah and Salihin. Then he made dua, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, رَبَّنَ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. See, so Ya Allah, that, Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ, the day the reckoning is established. Now who doesn't need this dua? We need this dua, our parents need the dua, the ummah needs this dua, everybody needs this dua. Come to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, so many duas mentioned in the noble Quran. Is Hamas one side, they oppressed. Everybody in the world knows that. And the Zalims oppressors and the terrorists are Israel and America and the others, right? So now Nabi Musa alayhi salam, living in the time of the tyranny of the who? Of Pharaoh and his army and cronies. So what he told his people? What did Nabi Musa alayhi salam tell his people? That is a miracle of Quran. Everything you look, Allah will show you. So chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verses number 85, 86. Alallahi tawakkalna. Allah, don't rely on United Nations, don't rely on America, United States, don't rely on United Kingdom, all haramis. Allahi tawakkalna, only upon Allah do we place our trust. Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lilqawmi dhalimin. Ya Allah, do not make us a trial, a target for the zalims and oppressors and tenpot dictators. Wa najjina bi rahmatika min alqawmi alkafirin. Ya Allah, through your mercy, rescue us and save us from a people who are the non-Muslims. See, chapter 10, verses 85-86. Now Nabi Musa alayhi salam is dark in complexion. You showed that other day Allama Qastalani. He wrote the commentator Bukhari Sharif, أَنَّهُ رَجُلٌ سُودَانِيٌ. You know, so he's like a Sudani person. Then he's still stammering, stuttering in his speech. Therefore the Pharaoh mocked at him. وَلَا يَكَادُ يُبِينُ. You can't even speak properly. But Allah wants to elevate his name and army, his rank. 136 times his name is mentioned in the Quran. The most of any prophet and messenger. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is 69 times. Nabi Noah alayhi salam is 43 times. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 4 times. So that is Allah. He gives virtue to whoever he wishes. Yuti man yasha tu'til mulka man tasha, and all that, you see. That is Allah. He gives whatever he wants to. So anyway, we carry on. So now he's crying to Allah. Ya Allah, how am I going to speak to the Pharaoh? اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ تَغَىٰ. You must go to the Pharaoh and speak to him. He has gone beyond the limits. Now, but what am I to speak, Ya Allah? So before you're going to give lectures and all that, tomorrow, Mawlana Zahid, Da'amul Barakatuhum, before you start teaching in a madrasa, all that in your mind also read. Otherwise, do what I do. Before I deliver a lecture, before dars, before tafsir. Today is tafsir, you see. So tafsir today is what? Is Surah Tawbah verses 7 to 10. So then we read, Rabbi shrah li swadari wa yasir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. So remember that, read that. And then Allah will let your tongue flow. Allah will put the right words in your heart and mind. And Allah Ta'ala will assist you always. You read in the dua of a mighty Nabi, chapter 20, Surah Taha, and verses 25, 26, 27, 28. See how beautiful it is. And then, see, he, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, he went to fetch the Torah. When he came back, now the Pharaoh is drowned already. So this side, these people, they're crazy, like these Hindus. You saw how many messages came. I must have got about 50. I don't know. Even today I'm getting the messages. The Indian government, they took this dung of the cow. And they took the urine of the cow. In Yemen we say, gai jo mutar. You don't understand? And I see they got mutar written there also some places. So they took that and they made it, you understand, 100% fit for human consumption. Can you imagine that, you see? But if I ask you, nothing surprising. The two people, Allah Ta'ala, has, everything you will find in Quran. That for our two people, the Jutlas, the Jews and the Hindus, Quran said, وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَةِ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Because they kafir and they make kufr and shirk and all that. So Allah has placed the love of the cow and the calf in the inner recesses of their heart. See? Even that is mentioned in the Quran. So we must read Quran and then Allah will show us all these things here. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. So inside their hearts, deep down, the love is there. Not only love, excessive love, remember, for that. I told you the story when I was there in Delhi, Bombay, one of these places. You know, traffic is so much. So I'm telling him, just go now, what you making all story? He said, no, I'm not just there, guy jar. So I say, horan maro, press the hooter, then they call horan, you know. So I say, nahi, hum nahi kar sakte. So I said, kyo? He say, wo dar jayega, khuda jar jayega. So I say, if khuda dar jayega, if your God is going to get frightened, then who is God? It's like that chap day when we were going over the Ganga, Jamna. So he took the nariyal, he took that, you know, sent coconut, and he threw it. So I said, babu, kya kar rahe ho? He said, main khuda ko khilata ho. So I said, tu khuda ko khilate, khuda tujhe khilata. You feeding God or God is feeding you? Now he looks at me. So I say, yeah, you gone nuts. I didn't tell him in my mind. I say, you gone nuts because you're eating too much coconuts. You understood? سيه سوره بقره chapter 2 verse 93 واشربوا في قلوبهم العجل بكفرهم. So now they take the mutter, you see, the urine of the cow and the dung of the cow, and they say, yeah, it is acceptable. Who in it? Therefore, you who do import, export, all that with India, you better watch out with all these things. They just put one, two drops of the mutter there. You won't even know what's happening. Then you also start going zigzag. You understood? So why I'm telling you that there's a beautiful dua. I read it every day, alhamdulillah. Chapter 7, verse 151. So what dua he made, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Now he caught his brother's beard and he shook it. With the other hand, he held his head and he shook it. So he told him, La ta'khudh bi lihyati wa la bi ra'si. These people are going to laugh at us. We're two brothers, we're fighting like this. In full view, like this. So then he said, mistake, man. We see bad. So he turned to Allah. Rabbi ghafirli wa li akhi wa dakhilna fi rahmatik. So now it's me and you, Mawzahid. So what we must say? Rabbi ghafirli wa li zawjati. Ya Allah, forgive me. Forgive my wife. Wa li awladi and my children. Wa li walidayya and my parents. Add whoever you want to. You understand? And then say, wa adakhilna fi rahmatik. Ya Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. That, Ya Allah, you are exclusively the one most merciful one to show mercy. That wawil haliya. Whilst you alone, Ya Allah, exclusively you are anta arhamur rahimin. We'll end off on this. I love this dua and how apt it is today in this day and age in which we live. Because people are zigzag. We don't know who to follow also. We are every day, every week, some new. And South Africa is a nice hunting ground. Now, you know Gujarati, you must learn some Gujarati, some words nicely. South Africa, they love to come. You know why? Gajwa bo garam che. You know gajwa bo garam che. The pockets are hot, you see. Too much money, you see. Call this one, who will pay? Say, I'll pay, what is there? You understood? We don't have to worry of this Molana and that Molana. They can call who they want to, we call who we want to. So Allah Jalla Wala showed us a dua Nabi Musa alayhi salam made. So he said, Ya Allah, call. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam made dua and he said, Rabbi bima an'amta alayya, Ya Allah, all these bounties and favors and all that which you have showered upon me, recurred upon me, falan akuna zahiran lil mujrimin. I can't be assisting the mujrimin and the criminals. See what a powerful dua. So you Mawzahid, just example now. So you Mawzahid, one upside down guy came. He said, no, I just go listen to him. Oh, maybe I'll introduce him or something. You, Suleiman, will be shaking his head and all that. He say, I to go haru tabla pramit. You see, he's eating the tablas nice and all that because he got natki rat, you see, like that. So we all, an example myself also, you can be who? Just example. So Rabbi, go read Surah 28, Surah Qasas, verse 17. Rabbi bima an amta alayya. Ya Allah, because you're ever recurring bounties and favors upon me. Nabi Musa alayhi salam is saying, falan akuna dhahiran lil mujrimin. I can never help these mujrimin. Now you take today in South Africa, I don't know if you saw it, one guy sent it to me yesterday. So therefore I sent it out to thousands of people. That character from Jamiatul Hind, Mahmoud Madani, is in a country. You know all his crooked statements and all that to please the BJP, the Hindu government, and so forth and so forth. And his grandfather is Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Mohana Hussain Ahmed Madani, Nawarullah Murkadum, who when he should give lecture, he should say, Main to kafan lekar aaya ho. Main Angrez ka kafan kabhi kabul nahi karunga. When Mohana Abul Kalam Azad, you must remember his wife passed away, the British told him, we'll give you permission, 3 days you go when you come back. He said, Main kabhi bhi angrez ko ek khat bhi nahi likhunga darkhas ke liye. I will never do that. Ghori Hazrat Madani and Shaykhul Hind when they were there in Malta and all that. So you do all these kind of things. So therefore, Mohana A.S., he wrote there, Swami. You see, so he wrote Swami. I sent it out yesterday. So that is this. Rabbi bima an'amta alayya falan akuna zahir. Like the Tariq Jamil and all that. The Jamiat invited him, you know. I showed you the letter also and all that. So all that Mawlana's Abbas Ali and Zahir Raghi and all. So we can't. Quran says we can't. We know this person is batil, so falan akuna dhahira lil mujrimin. You see that? So we must learn from all these things. That these are du'as of Anbiya, a very powerful du'a. We don't know what can happen in future. We all are sinners, but at least what we know is the haq and batil. We must stay with the haq. So chapter 28 and verse number 17. So inshallah, this is a fascinating topic, du'as, you know. Anbiya alayhi salam's du'as, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's du'as. So inshallah, next week we'll continue. May Allah jalla wa'ala accept all our du'as. And inshallah, Mawlana Zahid will read what is coming in now. Inshallahul Aziz. And Allah ta'ala, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. So make du'a for us, make du'a for the Ummah, and make du'a for Gaza and Sudan, Kashmir and Burma and all these people, you know, that they're so oppressed and so forth. Allah, Allahul Musta'an. Only Allah can help them. We human beings, what can we do? We can make dua, remember that, but besides that, very little we can do. Give little bit money, what else? So Allah Ta'ala accept us all, make our khatim on iman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Take Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam's dua. Chapter 12, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bi salihin. Ya Allah, let me die with iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.